Hello, hello, you guys, and welcome back to this week's episode of What's Stopping You. I'm your host, Kelsey Jones, and I'm so excited for you guys to be here for this week's episode because it might be one that you wouldn't expect from me, and honestly, I don't expect it from myself either. But a couple things happened this week that really brought this idea of talking about synergy to the forefront of my mind. And whenever I learn something or read something or whatever it is, I love just kind of bringing it to the podcast and talking about it because it really like cements stuff like that into my mind and also holds me accountable for living out the things that I say. And so this was kind of a situation where I just had this like epiphany about synergy and about living a life of understanding and teamwork that I'd never thought about it in this way before. And I'll go into that later in the episode, but I wanted to first off share life updates. And also, if you guys know my usual disclaimer about my voice being messed up, this week has been yet another week of my voice being gone. And I don't know if it's just because I went on a trip. I was just in LA for 5 days seeing one of my closest friends from high school. She goes to school out there and lives out there. And I've never been to LA. And I had a week off between ending my old job and starting my new one, which actually this week, now that you're listening to this, I have started my new job on Monday. So next week's episode is when I will update you on how that's going, what I'm thinking. You'll get all of the info next week. So just stay tuned for that. But I got to spend some time with her in the week between my two jobs, and it was super restful, but also super busy at the same time. It was nice to visit her and meet her friends and just have her take me on essentially a huge tour around the city every single day. I chronicled all of our journeys on Instagram stories. So if you don't follow me on Instagram, on my personal Instagram at Kelsey Lynn Jones, you might not have seen. I'll probably make a highlight on my Instagram bio. So if you want to see where we went, especially if you live in LA, I'd love to know if you think I went to the right spots or not. But yeah, I enjoyed it thoroughly. But that being said, I have lost my voice yet again. And I don't know if it's because the air in the airplane is like dry. I don't know if it's because I was drinking. I don't know if it's because I got sunburned. I don't know. I lose my voice all the time and it's really annoying because I'm a podcaster, but I feel like my voice is at 90% right now. So hopefully you guys can't really hear it, but if it awkwardly cracks in the middle of the episode, so be it. It is what it is. This is real. This is me and all of that stuff. So I have a lot going on right now. So I thought I might as well just record the podcast regardless of my voice. But yeah, that's what I've been up to. And I'm actually about to head off to Arizona on Friday this week to visit my family. So I have been just all around, honestly. And so I wanted to just take a minute to record this podcast. It'll probably be on the shorter side, but I really just wanted to quickly talk about adopting a synergistic mindset. And again, like I said, this is not a topic that I necessarily would have expected from me, but I was on the plane to and from California and I was reading the book 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. If you follow the podcast on Instagram, I have posted a picture about it. I've talked about it on the podcast before, but it's a pretty like thick book. It's over 400 pages, so it's taken me more than a month to read, and I'm actually not even done with it. It was supposed to be my May book, but it's spilling into June, so I gotta like really get on it. But hopefully I will finish the book up maybe tonight or tomorrow, and then I'm starting my June book, which I'm going to read The Defining Decade, which I've heard is incredible, especially for young women in their 20s. It's about making the most out of your 20s. But I will be on the airplane to Arizona to and from this month. So that's a shorter read. So hopefully I'll be able to really knock that one out in a shorter amount of time. But anyway, I was reading the 7 Habits book, and the 6th habit is synergy. And as I was reading it, I was like, oh my gosh, I have literally never thought about life and people and relationships and work in the way that Stephen Covey talks about it. And so it was really just such an eye-opening perspective that made me want to really shift my lifestyle and really shift my mindset towards a mindset of greater understanding and greater teamwork just overall in my life. And so that was one thing that happened that I was like, okay, this is a really cool concept. And obviously synergy is not a new concept, but it was a really cool concept to read in depth about and recognize how you can use that to your advantage in your life. And I had really just never thought about it. And maybe you've thought about this many times and I'm just dumb because it hasn't ever occurred to me to think about teamwork in life. But I just really had like an aha moment where I was like, oh my gosh, like I am not good at being a team player. I'm not good at working with other people and I'm not good at valuing other people's differences. And I think it's just something that really like stuck with me. And the other thing that happened too is I was at church this morning. It's Sunday when I'm recording this, and I was at church. And the gist of the sermon was just about not having an us versus them mindset and just seeing all people as, you know, equal and people that we should love equally regardless of their differences, regardless of if they love us, if they hate us, if they have different political beliefs, if they are of a different race or religion, or they look different, or they have a different job and all of that stuff. It's just the idea that we are called to love people regardless of who they are and what they do to us or how they've wronged us. And so it was just this really cool idea of understanding the overwhelming value of people who are different than us, and that it's okay to use that to our advantage. And we don't need to put people in boxes, and we don't need to let people's differences divide us. Instead, it should be used for greater teamwork, greater synergy, and overall more fulfilling life. And so that is kind of something that has been on the forefront of my mind for the past few days. And it was something that I really didn't realize that I struggled so bad with until I was reading all of this. I was listening to the sermon this morning and all of that. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm really not good at seeing other people's differences as a positive instead of a negative. So anyway, that is what today's episode's about. Again, it'll be a shorter one because I don't necessarily have the answer for you. Again, on this podcast, I never claim to have the answer. This podcast is all about just growing and learning through the process of life and becoming the best version of yourself. And so this was kind of one of those aha moments where I realized the best version of myself loves people, the best version of myself values other people's differences and uses that for greater solutions, greater teamwork, and greater overall fulfillment. And so I just was extremely excited to talk about this because I know that for me, I never really recognized that I struggled with it. And so maybe you guys don't recognize it either, or maybe you do. And this episode might not be for you, but for me, I realized I needed to hear this. And so today I'm just going to talk about kind of what I learned, and that's it. I don't have tips, I don't have strategies, I don't have the answers, like I said, but I do have things that I've learned and I feel like is worth sharing. So that's what today's episode is going to be all about. But as we get into it, I always say this week's midweek motivation. And this week is kind of one that I feel like I talked about before in a podcast at some time, but I feel like is super relevant to today's podcast. And that is that it's okay to need people. And like I said, I've touched on this before, but I feel like I have grown up in a very much like individualist, self-centered way where I feel like I can't trust anybody, or I feel like nobody is going to do things the right way if I allow them that space, or, you know, I can't be working on a team because it's if I do it myself, it'll get done better, or whatever it is. And I think I'm starting to learn that like teamwork is really the biggest gift that I never knew that I needed. And that really applies for your job. It applies for your relationships. It applies for school. It applies for the service organizations you're in. All of the stuff that you do with your life is that it is always better to do things with other people in community, in friendships, in relationships with other people. And so it's okay to need people, because by having the gift of people who have different values or opinions or viewpoints from you, you can create a synergistic life where you can grow outside of just the bubble that you've been brought up in. And so I think that's one of the things I'm most excited for about moving to New York, is just like being surrounded by people who have all these differences and just truly valuing those differences as a way to shift my own perspectives and examine my ingrained, I don't know, judgments or preconceptions of other people or even just other things in life. And I feel like maybe that's really vague, but again, I feel like this week's midweek motivation is that it's okay to need people, because people are our greatest gift. Because just imagine it if we didn't have other people to look towards or to advise us. We would never know like the full potential of what we could be. And I think that's such an important thing to celebrate, honestly, is that people can be our greatest motivators. They can be our greatest challengers, and they can be the people who stand by us in the hard times. So maybe that slightly only coincides with this week's episode. But again, it's okay to need people, because people are literally the greatest gift, and we all live on this planet together, so we might as well get to know each other, you know? So that's this week's midweek motivation. I hope that resonates with you guys, but now let's go ahead and get into the episode on synergy. So if you don't know what synergy is, I feel like most people do, but again, synergy is kind of the idea that the sum of all the parts is greater than each part alone. And it's kind of the idea that 1 + 1 = 3, that we can come up with better ideas, create better solutions, do life together better when we are in a teamwork kind of mindset. And the idea that we are a collective, you know, it's the teamwork, quote unquote, we mindset. And I think one thing that I recognize just growing up is that we live in a world that kind of abandons this, and we abandon the collective in favor of the individual. And if you live in America, especially, I know most of my audience does, but America, we live in an individualistic culture where we put so much pressure on ourselves to solve everything, to be everything, to do everything. And especially my generation, and if you're in my generation as well listening to this, we have this overwhelming pressure to do so much, because there is so much potential and possibility out there that we could, you know, have a million side hustles, we could have a million different hobbies, we could have a million different personalities or fashion styles or whatever it is. We are exposed to so many different things that we can be. And so it puts this immense pressure on us to be everything. And so I think it's important to sit back and recognize that we don't have to be everything, because out there, there is everything. And I don't know exactly how to explain this, so I'm going to try to make sense of that. But like, I feel like I, as Kelsey, I don't have to be everything for everyone in the world, because there is someone else out there who can satisfy needs or wants of the world that I necessarily can't. It's like one of those things where like I can be a great boss, I can be a great leader, I could be a great designer, I can be a great teacher, I can be a great all of these things, but I might never be great at finance, or I might never be a great, I don't know what else I'm not great at, football player, sports person. I mean, I feel like I'm pretty athletic, but that's besides the point. Anyway, maybe I should think about things that I'm not good at, because I'm sure there are plenty. But yeah, I mean, there will always be things that you will never be. Like, there's an infinite amount of things to be in this world, and there will definitely be things that you can't be. Like, you can't have it all. And that's okay, because I feel like the perspective shift happens when you realize you don't need to put that pressure on yourself to be everything, because you can go out and find people who are good at those things and they can be that instead of you. And so that's when we can begin to see the value in differences in perspectives, opinions, skills, whatever, and that we should love people for that. You know, I'm never going to be an accountant. I promise, I swear on my life, I will never be an accountant. But there's somebody out there who is an accountant and can help me with things that I don't know, because I can admit that I will never be an accountant. And there's somebody out there who loves that and can be that for me instead of me being that for myself. And I think that is the same thing, not just only with skills, but also perspectives. You know, we live in an extremely polarizing world in terms of opinions. People have so many different viewpoints on so many various issues. And instead of viewing that as a negative thing, what if we could all come together to see how our different values, views, etc., could make for greater overall solutions? And so I think it's important to recognize that we as people naturally judge people. That's in our nature. It's just how we are. We are judging people. We talk about first impressions all the time. That's a judgment. We talk about judgment in more of a negative way, where we're like judging people for being different than us, whatever. And we naturally do this. We naturally judge people and we put them into boxes. And that is the idea of the us versus them mindset. And I just, as I was listening to the sermon this morning when it was talking about this, I think it's so important that we kind of abandon this mindset and begin to see people not as, oh, I believe this and they believe that, so they're not one of us kind of thing. It's important to recognize, okay, maybe they do have some differences from us, but like, what can we come together and have a we teamwork mindset about and make a better solution? And so I think when we put people in these boxes and we separate people and we draw the line in the sand that you can't cross because you are not one of us, we miss out on the ability to foster teamwork, whether that be in school or at work, or, you know, in that practical sense of like teamwork, or even in relationships, whether it's platonic or romantic. But I have begun to slowly see the value in having different strengths. You know, relationships, friendships, or, you know, romantic relationships would be so freaking boring and so, I don't know how to explain it, like you would have nothing to talk about if you never disagreed on something. You know, I feel like my most fruitful relationships are ones where we don't totally agree about everything, but we work together to at least understand and respect the other person because of it. And I think that is just such the greatest gift. And instead of seeing that as a downfall, we can begin to see it as an opportunity for synergy and better solutions and better choices. And again, we live in this world that values the individual and that we need to be everything. And if they are not one of us, they are one of them, you know? And I think overall, like, it is just so much better to begin to view things through this lens of how can we celebrate our differences in a way that benefits both of us, you know, always seeing the win-win solution. And they talk about that too in the 7 Habits book, is thinking win-win always. And this is just like such a huge life and mindset shift that I just kind of am having right now. And honestly, as I talk about it, I feel like my brain is like, you know, the head explosion emoji. But I feel like, oh my gosh, like I have grown up so freaking ingrained in the my way or the highway mindset and believing that I'm always right, which I will still give myself some credit. Like, I'm generally right about things that are factual, but like when things are opinions, I can still get very my way or the highway. And I recognize that that is just me failing myself, because whenever I open myself up to listening to other viewpoints, it would allow for me to come up with greater solutions, greater mutually beneficial situations and stuff like that. And I begin to learning to abandon that habit in favor of valuing people's differences and using those to both of our advantages. And so that's basically just what I wanted to talk about this week. I feel like I kind of just ranted and rambled for 20 minutes about it, but I know that it's something that I needed to hear and I needed to learn. And especially because we live in a very individualistic society, we often see differences as negative because it's all about me. And if you're not like me, then you're not good enough, or you're not, I don't know, you're not the same as me, so I don't like you. That's like very much our society. And I think it's really failing us in the way that we can be so much happier all together if we could just support each other and learn from each other and use each other to benefit each other. And so I think it's just, maybe I'm just having like a come to Jesus, like world peace moment, but I was just so glad that I read that and heard that today. And I just feel like it was one of those things where reading, you know, that chapter was such a small time of my life, you know, it took like 30 minutes to read this chapter, but it is having like such a profound impact on my life and my mindset and me realizing so many things about myself where I have been too rigid or too, I don't know, overbearing with my opinion or believing my opinion is fact or thinking that I'm better than other people. I mean, I feel like we all struggle with that, and I'm not ever going to sit here and lie to you. Like, of course I struggle with at sometimes like pride or feeling like I have superiority over other people and because of my accomplishments or how hard I work or whatever. But I'm slowly beginning to learn, like, you know what? Like, just because I chose that for myself doesn't mean there's not value in other ways of living or other ways of thinking or other ways of doing things. And so I'm just so happy that I'm learning that. I don't know. Maybe you're like 30 and you're listening to this and you're like, oh my gosh, like, thank God she's learning that because I wish I had learned that earlier, or it was something that I realized has only benefited me in the future. So I'm glad that I read that book and I'm trying to implement that in my life, just valuing people for who they are and their differences and how that can enrich our lives and make it all better. So that is all I wanted to talk about for this week. Again, a shorter episode, but I will be back next week. I actually will be back on June 23rd for my birthday. June 23rd will be my 22nd birthday. I'm so close to my golden birthday. But like I said last week, I did an episode about 21 things I'm manifesting for my 21st year. And I'm thinking about doing a very similar type episode, like 22 things I'm hoping for in the next year, manifesting or goals or whatever, you know, something that I can, you know, look back on when I'm 23 and be like, oh my gosh, did I accomplish that? Or did my life turn out the way that I expected, or all of that stuff? So I'm thinking about doing a similar episode. Let me know if that sounds good to y'all. I have to pre-record that episode because I'll be in Arizona and I'm not bringing my mic. So I will be doing that soon. But yeah, I will see you guys next week. If you like the podcast, be sure to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. That always makes me so happy. I read every single review and I love you guys for taking the time to do that. So I don't have anything else for y'all. Thank you for listening to my rant and my life epiphany. But yeah, I love you guys and I'll talk to y'all next week. Bye.